Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have an interesting show for you tonight. This is going to be a lot of fun, but we're going to be plowing into new territory, which I love to do. Actually, this show exemplifies what I originally wanted to do with the show, which was basically have great guitar players come on the show and just, like, let's experiment with some of these pedals and effects and pull some great tones out of them. And no better person to do that with but my very, very dear friend Linda Taylor, an amazing guitar player, just blows me away, and she's just a monster, I mean, in a good way.
Boo!
There we go. Here's your mic.
Yeah, right, okay.
But welcome.
Thank you.
A long time overdue to have you back. She's an amazing session player. She's done a lot of different work. But besides that, she's a great producer, mixer. She knows her stuff and she knows her gear. She brought some interesting stuff with her today. And I brought some pedals with her, with myself, and also another preamp. We're talking about some interesting preamps. So welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show.
It's great to be here. I feel like I'm in a NAMM booth, man.
Yeah, kind of cramped like that, too. But no, it's I want to mention first, Linda Taylor set up a YouTube channel called, let's just look up Linda Taylor. And it's really cool what she's doing. There's some lessons on how to play like funk, how to play rock, all sorts of different tasty little things. And it's interesting, all the stuff you were going through with the different scales. I forgot. I remember from school thinking about those, but it's like, that's pretty cool. But what you were talking about, how you make it your own and pulling notes out of it that are not apparently... You were doing stuff in the video. Well, you could do this. This is pretty much, you know, the pentatonic. Here we're doing this, but right. I like this note. And then you showed it and was like, that's tasty.
Thank you.
If you listen to any of the work that she's done, she's, you know, with, especially like her production work, co-production work with Maya Sharp and that album Dash Between the Dates, some tasty, tasty guitar and great tone. So.
Sure.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit. Talk about the YouTube channel. What made you do it, and what you're trying to get, what you're trying to accomplish with it?
More subscribers.
That's
okay.
That's good.
It started just as a place to put the videos. I was doing a lot of gear demo videos, so it's just sort of a way to have a mutual support system between myself and the manufacturers. You know,
mm-hmm.
I do a demo for them, they put it up on their site, I put it up on mine. Is this close enough for you, Jeff? Do I need to move?
There we go.
So that's basically the genesis of it. The lesson videos I put up are, they're actually from my True Fire channel. True Fire, you probably have heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a channel over there, and they're just sort of excerpts. It's just, you know, a way of driving people from YouTube, if they're over there, to True Fire, where we can get a little more in depth. with the lessons. Mm-hmm. But that's what the excerpts you were seeing was from. So I'd like to develop it a little bit more and have sort of lessons specific to YouTube that don't really go anywhere else, and just sort of presentations. So I'll probably be looking at that. It just takes a while.
Well, I know you do. You just set up doing teaching via Skype.
Yeah. I am teaching via Skype, yeah. And that's going pretty well. I mean, you know, when the connection's good.
Yeah. And so you need to do... And it no,
right.
When the Skype pauses, it's death. But no, that's actually really cool. I've heard some other guys trying to do that too. They're trying to freeze you up, and you have all the gear at your studio, so you can kind of here you can do this or you can do that.
Exactly. And the nice thing about doing any kind of online lesson one to one with somebody is you're actually addressing their concerns and their questions. If I'm just talking in the void that is myself, you know, mm-hmm. Here I think you should know. Well, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know. You know, stop me if you haven't heard this one. That kind of thing.
Right.
So I think it's probably more productive for the person watching.
Right. Now, if they want to take lessons from you via Skype, what's the info that they need to know?
Just write to me at lyndataylormusic@gmail.com. And I'll you know, if you say that we're referred from here, you know, I'll jack up my rates. So, yeah.
So you got it there. She'll charge more.
I'm
just kidding.
More.
No. No, it's even if she did charge more, it's well worth it. She really knows her stuff. You brought in some cool stuff. So let's get to the gear, because you know
we're just gonna fly. We got
to
make some sounds here. So I have a new amp head here. It's the divided by 13 AMW. It's 2EL34, so it's basically a plexi. That's where it really lives. I wouldn't take this to a gig where I need a lovely clean sound. If I'm going anywhere from gain to grind to high gain, this would be the amp of choice.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a closed back 212 with greenbacks in it, so you're already just in the plexi category mm-hmm. right out of the gate. And that's what it does best. And on top of that is the Universal Audio AUX amp top box. And I think you're going to be seeing this photo bombing a lot of, dig my studio photos. It's basically three things. It's a load box, it's an attenuator, but the heart of it is speaker cabinet modeling. So you can do exactly what we're doing today, which is I brought in a 39 watt, essentially a plexi, a 39 watt divided by 13. We have no speakers, I didn't bring a cabinet, and we're going direct into the board. And that seems to be the new model with personal studios, where there just isn't room or the volume isn't available to us to run a 4x12. We can do it now silently. And we could do it before. There were products that did it. I haven't heard them do it at this level.
Mm-hmm.
So the gist of it is you have an app here. It runs on your iPad. You can select which cabinet you want. You can select which mics you want. There's always a two-mic configuration plus room mics. And there's some built-in effects delay. I'll run the delay. I won't run anything that isn't out of the aux.
Go ahead and lift up the iPad and show it to the camera, because they got to see this.
Up.
You can see this really cool. The GUI on this is amazing. So she has a picture of a 4x12, and
right.
It shows you where the mics are. So it's actually like if you were in the studio and you were looking at,
Right. And you can adjust the level on each mic, and you can adjust speaker drive. Is it 50 watts or under? Is it 100 watts or over? You can, your amp head, you pick that. I think they did just an amazing job of pulling this together and giving us a little different world. It's a new tone for me.
Yeah.
It's...
it's a good integration of still using your amp, but at the same time, you can use some of it, because a lot of guys are now using modeling all in the computer, and it's good. I mean, they get some amazing sounds, but there's something to be said about pushing an amp in those tubes.
Absolutely.
But this way you can, with emulating the cabinets, it's pretty amazing how accurate the algorithm is.
And it's also from the company that still makes hardware.
Yeah.
And they model a lot of high-end outboard gear. I think that's kind of their heartbeat there. So it's a really welcome piece. I've tried other products that said they do this, and I've never been able to use them. And now I'm happily using this session dependent. I think of this as sort of another amp.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily what I'm going to use on everything, but on some things it's right.
Are you using this now on the TV show?
We're not filming yet, so we go back to London this year. At the end of the year, we're going to play the Royal Albert Hall, and I probably won't, only because I can have a lot of stage volume there, and the computers, I need them to run the drum machines and everything else, so I don't want to look like NASA.
Because the I'm sure the engineers at Warner Brothers, when you do the...
I like having live sound.
I do.
I
totally get it.
Like,
well, especially this amp. What's the output of this thing?
This is a divided by 13, 39 watts, but I think he's doing metric because this thing will melt your face.
Oh, okay.
It's very, very loud, and all of his amps tend to be that way.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's like, 9 watts, my hair is blowing.
If I start drooping, it's I'm melting.
I'm melting.
Well, take us through some of the different
right.
the models and the cabinets and the miking of it.
Do you have enough level?
I can. Yeah, you're fine. You're coming through pretty good.
Okay. Do I have a little headroom here?
Yeah.
All right. So this is the divided, just basically a just sort of a grindy sound. Obviously not a lead. Pretty decent rhythm sound. The delay is coming from the aux, so coming from the app. Turn it off. There it is, loud. You can add reverb. It comes with an 1176 model and EQ. So, let's see. This is a 4x12 model. You can pick your input select. There's 100 watts. There's 50 watts. I can adjust my speaker drive. You have a 57 soloed, a ribbon soloed.
Oh, wow. It's
and room mics. And so you can go ahead and adjust, you know, bring up the rhythm, bring down, you know, bring up the room mics. I can adjust level from here. So this is just a neck pickup on a Strat. Let's see if we got enough.
Now, is that the amp breaking up, or is that...
That's just amp right now.
Okay, so, but can you emulate the speaker breaking up?
That's the speaker drive, and they do give you an option for that. I don't have the amp cranked quite enough where we're going to hear that, but absolutely, you can get some cone cry in here. Mm-hmm. That's model, too. Hit the preamp level on the... Are your levels still good, Jeff?
Yeah, you're good.
So that's just amp.
That heads. That's great.
I mean,
that's
know,
a lot
it's
of...
It's a whole new world. So what I like to do with this amp, like most people are going to want to do... I always put a little something-something in front of it. You know, most people are going to reach for a plexi, and they're going to want, like, a tube scream or just a little boost, right? So you asked me to bring in this guy. This is the Gain Changer. This is a low gain to what I would call a polite high gain pedal. It's a new old design. It's from David Barber, Barber Electronics. He stopped making the pedals it was based on for a long time, and then he brought it back because people like me whined a lot. So, amp without it. Add a little gain.
It fattens it up.
Exactly. So if I wanted to, say, keep my amp kind of mellow for whatever I'm doing all night long, you know, I can still get into lead territory.
That's all the pedal now.
This is amp. And pedal.
It's got a great sound to it.
It really does. And one thing I love about it is it goes to, I think you called it bloom or something. There's a mm-hmm. stringiness. I still have the articulation. It doesn't collapse.
Yeah, when she pulls back, like, go ahead and keep the gain up.
Yeah.
And pull back on your volume and just, or play light. So, see, that's what I call bloom. It's, there's distortion, there's harmonic distortion, but it's really...
touch sensitive.
Yeah, no, nice. It's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, so that's the Barber Game Changer.
And that's now made again.
It's now made again, yeah. He's got those on his site. And handmade, and they're $149, $150.
Wow.
I know, it's a no-brainer.
That is awesome.
Did you want, I'm sorry, I'm jumping. Did you want to see some more like cabinet models? You want to get into the NAMM booth here?
Real quick, show us a couple of the cabinets and okay. then also show the rooms. Because I think that's like, you can pull the mics, like you can do a distant mic
you
thing.
You sure can. All right, so let's see where we are here. Here's another 4x12 cabinet. I can bring up the condenser mics.
That's the room, right?
That's the room, the right. I'll try and take off the reverb. It's just set with every preset, but I'll try to keep it even here. So you always have your choice of two mics, and they usually go condenser. They usually go 57, 121, but sometimes there's a 67.
Can you select other mics?
You sure can. So let's say on this preset, I'll go to a 57 here. You could probably hear here. Let's see. Tell you what, you poke, you drive, and I'll play.
Okay.
So the left hand side there, you can select which mics were. Tell them
what doing. She's got a 414. Let's try that. That's nice. And she has direct. Let's try direct.
Less nice.
Yeah, less nice. 421. That's nice. That's an older one. Ribbon. Let's try the ribbon.
There we go.
And then here's the 121 ribbon. These are all nice. And back to the 57.
He's in the app, man. He's gone.
I'm looking
He's playing
for the,
Candy Crush. He's
okay,
gone.
So I'm looking at the... Let's look at the... okay, I'm looking at the room mics right now. So this is what I'm doing. She's got condenser. Let's try ribbon stereo. Okay, I'm bringing down the main mic so you can hear a little bit of the room. That's pretty close to that. Now let me play with this. Let me go to condenser, see if there's a... I like the ribbon more. I switched from condenser to ribbon, but it's got a nice mellower sound. Now, it's in stereo right now. I'm going to go to ribbon mono.
Actually, I don't know that we're sending stereo to your board, just to clarify. But the
stereo
does,
is more exaggerated. That's nice. So I'm just, here's a selection here.
Yeah.
And then I'm, you know, depending on which one I'm activating. So I'm right now on the ribbon stereo. If I go back here to mic one, it lists all the different ones here mm-hmm. and mic two. So she has a ribbon for the second mic. And it's pretty cool. And then there's the master.
You got the master there. You can also, I think that corresponds to the headphone volume. Am I doing anything there? Moving that up and down?
No.
Huh. It used to. It's now broken. So if you go up to the top left of the screen, mm-hmm. you should be able to see a bunch of different cabinets and some presets that you might.
Okay, so they have, oh, wow.
Yeah.
One by 12 50s twang. I'm just going to go through these. I know this is going to change.
All right, well, wait. Let me put on the 12 50s twang setting.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the twang deluxe. Twang deluxe, more room. Okay. 2x12 comfortable lead.
Jumping. I'm jumping.
That's nice. Okay, 2x12 honkin' silvers 3.
Vox, right?
And then 4x12 for BTR. Now, these are presets. Yeah. You can hear in this one, it's more ambient and faster. There's not much delay. But it sounds like a small room,
yeah.
Like a real small room.
Absolutely.
That is too cool.
So you can see this has been a real game changer for us.
I'll let you guys look at the interface a little bit.
Yeah.
A little closer up. Thank God she has one of the huge iPads. Mine's too small. But real quick, yeah. Just so they know what you're doing, we can't show it, but go through your pedal board right now, because this is a different one than you had brought last time.
It sure is. I've got, for these amps, I've been using a bunch of divided by 13s, like since I saw you. I don't remember the last time I actually plugged into a Fender. When the amp's doing this much work for you, you can get away with a lot fewer pedals. And so I don't really have any overdrives. I'm just boosts. So let's see. Where did you put them right here? Are we still on my default?
I went back to the 4x12, but you can use whatever you want.
All right. So we got our 4x12. So the gain changer is absolutely a pedal I would use. That's off now. We're just getting amp. Here's a...
That's just the amp. You're not using any compression.
No compression, but this is just the amp sound.
That sustain is like to die for.
He makes wonderful amps.
And the tone that you're getting out of it. And we were talking a little bit earlier about demos and stuff that we've heard. She's holding those notes. That's where you really tell what the amp can do, yeah. By milking that.
Also, I want to hear the articulation and the
chord. It's hitting me in the chest.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of cranking the amps up rather than.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I use pedals a lot, and I brought a bunch of some of the other distortion ones. Actually,
let's do it, right?
I think it's time for you to solo Dallas.
Solo Dallas, okay.
Felipe Olivieri makes this pedal, and basically, if you're not familiar with it, it's basically the circuit of the Schaefer wireless system that was a big deal. It was the first major wireless system for guitar or whatever.
Yep.
It was actually designed to be high fidelity, but as usually guitarists are apt to do, like with the Echoplex, they love to overdrive them, and they soon like the sound of it.
Yeah.
Pushed. So what he did is basically took the transmitter and receiver into the pedal and put it into a pedal. So there's just no broadcasting. But this one is unique in the sense that it has three knobs on it. The first one is the transmitter gain stage, so you can you basically have two overdrives. And the middle, the bottom knob is basically a compressor, so it acts like the FM when it would transmit. FM compresses. Any of you that have used wireless systems will notice the difference in dynamics. So basically, she has two gain overdrives with a compressor between them. So she, like one of the things I use it for is I'll set up the first gain about halfway up and then use the compressor about midway and then drive the second one, and it gets a lot of sustain.
All right, but there's the sound. Okay, so give me your settings again, Jeff. So that's amp.
And then you can, this is gain, this is dimed out on the output.
Okay, so hitting the pedal. Stop there. That's fine.
It works. And that's what I would set up when he would do at the amp show. He would do demos with the Marshalls, and he would use a Plexi. You put that in, and you get that gain like you're getting out of your amp. The other thing, too, is that front-end gain. She has a great guitar. Those are cool pickups, and they have plenty of output. But if you're using, like, an old 60s Strat that's, you know, got it, they're quieter. They don't have as much drive. You can turn that front gain up and bring it up so it gets that drive.
Yeah. So, again, just the amp. Set very mellow. You can kick it into this. Like that, boy. That's just something.
I had told her about this the last time they were just coming out with it. They had the prototype on the show, yeah. And she was like, "You got to try this thing. It'll just drive you nuts."
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that one.
That's kind of a
this one's called the Storm, and it's the only one I think that has the three knobs. So they make different ones. I mean, the big. There's one that looks like the transmitter, the original receiver, and that's really, really nice. It's not cheap, but it's really nice because it's hand-wired. Okay. But this thing is just to die for. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, that's...
I had to show it to her.
Great. Now, something else to buy, probably on the way home.
Now, go ahead and go to the clean sound. You haven't heard this pedal.
All right.
Now, this is another one I had on the show a while ago. This is from New Neighbor. It's called a Seraphim. And basically what it does... It's like a delay, but he generates harmonics in such a way, and it kind of feedbacks, and it creates like a choral thing.
All right.
Now,
let me see if I can get a clean sound going for you here. We'll just mellow out a little.
Play like a really, like a just very sparse. Let me get the.
Oh, just sparse?
Okay, I'm gonna turn everything down. Hold on a second.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably can save.
You can actually, yeah. What's cool about New Neighbor is you can when you buy one pedal, you can load up any other pedal. So you can make a delay, reverb, whatever, and it'll save. It's the same knobs. What I'm trying to show is what it does on acoustic guitar is it like goes up like a couple of octaves above, so you hear this like shimmering choral effect.
Oh, interesting.
It might be because of it's going through the amp, but it gives you like this little like pad behind you.
Nice.
Now I might be doing something wrong because I'm not hearing that upper, but it should be like really bright up on the top.
Should we try it through maybe your Synergy and see if we could?
We could try that.
Do a different result there, right?
Yeah, actually, we should go to this anyway, and then you haven't had a chance to try this guy.
I haven't. So there you go.
Now, the Synergy we've had on before, and what I have in here right now, it has actual preamps in here that are tube. This is set up with the TD, the Twin Deluxe preamp in it. And so she can switch from, basically the Deluxe is a little dirtier and the Twin's a little ballsier and fuller. And it has switches on it. There's little toggle switches. You can tighten up the bass. And you can also adjust the treble kind of like a bright switch. And what I'm doing to kind of give it more of a Fendery sound is in my effects loop, I brought my my Boss Fender Reverb.
All right, you want me to poke and see what I get?
Yeah, go ahead. Go play with it. So, I'm going to turn the reverb down a little bit. Is that your echo?
No.
So you can pull the gain. There's a gain control, and then there's your master volume, so you can dirty it up. And it breaks up really nice with the solo Dallas. Down below, you have a sag, which is like amp. So you can tweak that too.
Woo, sorry, that's me. The solo Dallas in front of this?
Yeah, but let me try one more time with the Seraphim and see if I can get it.
Are we in the right input? It says 1 and 2. I'm assuming 2 is stereo.
Hearing us play, but where's that coming from?
We're on a delay.
Is your phone on speaker? No. Yeah, just do a little noodling like that for a minute. There you go. That's that choral. So, like with an acoustic guitar, finger picking it, it gives you this like pad. It builds up this pad.
Mm-hmm.
it's above. It's like an octave or two above. Depending on the overtones, like on acoustic guitar, you have more overtones, so it picks all that up.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Anyway, it's an interesting twist.
Nice.
Let's go ahead and plug in the Solo Dallas.
All right.
You got to hear this crank fender sound.
Let's see. We are using a different power supply, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you have batteries in all these now, right?
Those have batteries.
Okay.
This was the only one that doesn't. New Neighbor is me.
Let's see, this was gain. Storm is gain, right? All right, so, clean amp. Sorry, I'm lying. So this is the top module, so I think that's your, which one is that? I think I'm on the top. You want me on the second
one? Yeah,
no,
you're fine.
One?
You're fine. Go ahead. Okay. Overdrive it.
All right. Storm really shines. The Solo Dallas stuff is if we can get this as gainy as possible and then throw it over with that, right?
Okay, let's go to the
next one.
I can't see where I am.
Oh, that's all right. You want bottom shaft, right?
Yeah, now try this one. Yeah, tweak your settings.
This shines as you get an already gaining amp, and I also have found with the Solo Dallas stuff, it's kind of specific to that the Marshall tubature,
right,
ADL-34. Right. So putting it in front of a 6V6 amp, and I would say the same about anything that you're kind of bluesing out on. You have one of these as a fuzz, right? One's high gain.
That one is the red one.
I think that's going to get us on a Fender model. I think that's
okay. Let me get this
us.
Clean again.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Actually, I'm going to go to the
clean.
Okay. So let me hear you clean. This one you got to tweak. There's a lot of knobs.
All right. Well, we'll do the default at noon-ish.
It lets you pull harmonics out of it. This was made by a friend of mine, Michael Ramey. He makes it. I don't know if he still makes them anymore.
So that's on a clean amp. Cleanish.
It has like a tone. The tone thing is
tones in the place I don't expect it.
But it'll give you that honk.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
off pedal. That's
and it has a good response. The only thing that's cool about that pedal is it's really it's touch sensitive. You can lay back off of it.
Pretty hot. Let's try a different
She pulled it back. Yeah. She set the gain a little bit back, so she's digging in more, and she's still getting the harmonics and the sustain.
Yeah.
But she has plenty of more gain. That thing actually is pretty hot.
So
that's all going through the board. There's nothing. All of that screaming is happening totally through the board. It is impressive. Now, this guy, try this one. This one is a Blues Driver. You've seen them. They're pretty popular by Boss. But what I had done, Mike did to this thing, is he put germaniums transistors in this. So it's a little mellower than a normal Blues Driver. So let's see what Linda thinks.
We're on the first channel of your
still the clean channel. Yeah, that's fine.
Because
this has plenty of gain. But you're going to need to tweak a little bit with it. I noticed with the it originally was it had a buzzy fuzzy sound. It's not as buzzy. She's still getting the tone from her pickups as she switches around.
Yeah.
She's still getting that, but which happens with a lot of, you got to be careful with some of the high gain pedals because it all starts sounding the same. Just like when you super high gain amp, it all comes out the same. There's no, you can't hear any tone.
It's the old adage, it's always better to record with less gain than you think you need. It just, it translates different when you listen back. You know, hearing something through your 4x12 as opposed to hearing something through your headphones, it does translate.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be almost feel like this is compressing.
I don't think there's a compressor circuit in it, but it's supposed to be like tube compression.
Thank you. sweet spot. Take it to a place. You can hear it just sort of collapse on itself a little bit. And this is supposed to be a low gain-ish. It's supposed to be, you know, you don't use this for high gain.
No, it's not a mate. It's right. Not like the red pedal. But depending on the amp, too,
yeah,
you'll absolutely. Find it, but it adjusts well to it.
It sure does. It's got a stringiness that I'm digging. Let's try it on the, this is the twin on the bottom, right?
The deluxe is on the bottom.
Deluxe. Well, that's sweet. Okay, so this is deluxe. Probably overdriving your board, sorry.
No, you're okay.
Okay.
There's your bloom.
This combination,
the
blues and the deluxe on this energy module.
No, I think that the germaniums make a difference. It's just a much more mellower tone. Now try the green one.
Okay,
and that's supposed to be it's just a boost. It's not supposed to be really distorted.
Okay,
but it's supposed to be a Dumble front end.
Okay,
so let's see if that. That should work with the Fender, or in theory. And you'll need to tweak this one, too.
Okay.
But it should be similar to the other one.
Right. Is this your same guy, right?
Yeah, that's he calls it the Ramble instead of Dumble. Now, I've had some that I had to play around with, but then I finally figured it out. There's some that it doesn't work that way, but for me. But we actually tried this with against a Dumble clone, and it was pretty close. You could not tell. And he was using, it was a Marshall type of head, but clean. It was a clean head. And he used that, and then we matched it with a Dumble head and set up. So they had about the same type of distortion overdrive. And it was almost like I couldn't tell.
Try it through a Marshall-y kind of amp?
You certainly may. We're almost ready to... We're almost out of time.
I don't know!
Why don't you take that and put that into your...
You got it.
and that'll take us out.
Okay.
Now, while she's doing that, I just want to mention again, on YouTube, just look up Linda Taylor, and you'll see all these really, really cool videos. And LindaTaylorMusic.com is her website. And anything else besides Whose Line Is It? Whose Line Is It Every? I always get that messed up.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Anyway, is that that's been renewed?
I think we're entering season 20. we did it for a while on ABC. It went on hiatus, and now we're back on CW. And I think this is our fifth or sixth season on CW. And then we're going to London at the end of the year, and we'll do it live at the Royal Albert.
And it was up for one of the nominations for the Emmy. It's the pre-vote, so you got my vote for that. I voted for it, but it's a great show. It's really funny, and what they do, it's amazing. Just two people, keyboards and guitar. So if it's playing, I think that's some of the older shows are syndicated.
I think it's on now. So go turn it on.
Oh, here, I'll leave you. Goodbye. No, but anyway, check that out too. And anything coming out album-wise or anything else you're working on producing?
Mostly sessions, but I've been talking to a friend of mine, and so a little too early to talk about it, but a wonderful singer-songwriter, not singer-songwriter as in singular title. She's a great singer. She's a great songwriter, and I think we're going to do something very nice together.
And besides taking lessons from Skype, if you got a project or something, she produces, she mixes, and she's a damn good mixer. Just listen to Dash Between the Dates. It's so clean, and everything's there. And you got all these tones. What more can you ask for? Now she's setting up the groove, and that sounds nice. She's using the ramble into the divided by 12. Well, I'm going to let her keep playing. Linda, thank you so much for coming back, and we will do this again. I think this is going to be a new thing because we got to just try new toys.
We do.
This is the first time I've actually got to play with toys. So
I love it.
And I like this. So this one is the Game Changer. Check out the video that she did on it. She really does some amazing stuff with it. This is a very cool, very cool pun. But anyway, everybody, have a great week. I'm going to let her just take us out.